for the second English episode.
Yeah, the second English episode. It's for me the first one.
For the first one for you, the second one for me. I don't know, man. I don't like speaking English. I like speaking English, but it's weird speaking English.
It's like going
English.
Against the grain.
Yeah.
I'm like struggling.
Struggling.
I'm gonna shift between the accents.
Yes. You get me. So, all right, let's go. Let's do this. So, why do we speak English? Well, because we're doing this podcast. Well, we're dedicating this podcast to Sonar, and we funked it up. Quick summary. Sonar is a festival that basically brings music and technology together, founded in 1994 in Barcelona, happens annually, tries to bring the most diverse, creative, up-and-coming, biggest electronic DJs together just so we can have a great time over there. Alongside of that, you got Sonar Off Week, where you have a lot of other collectives organizing events regarding music technology. Because of the Sonar Festival. And that's where We Funked It Up comes in play. So first off, thank you, Sonar.
Thank you.
We Funked It Up. Thank you, Mihai. Appreciate you. Let's do this. Music and technology. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. My first thoughts when you say music technology, I think, is it a good or bad thing for music? You know?
What do you mean is a good or bad thing? Because I think you can like see it in like different view.
Yeah,
is it like
true.
Music, like technology in music?
Yeah.
Or how the technology globalized music? Or is it how is technology bringing the music of other people together? Like,
I don't know if it's double. Because one part says like I fuck with it. Because just for how you say, you know, it globalized music.
Yeah.
It makes it possible for everybody to do and make or listen to something. But then again, it's making it harder for an artist to live off its music.
Yeah, from like a market perspective, I guess. There's like an oversaturated market because it's too accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
Like you could be a musician in 2 minutes because of the technology. It makes everything easy. But there's some kind of craft in it that I think… You have to really dive into it
and be
a master in it to understand it.
True.
But so many people can't see the difference. And that's why you have so much commercialized, easy music, I guess.
Yeah. But I don't know, for me it's still hard. Even not just that part, but the fact that even when it comes to like getting paid through streaming, it's hard, you know what I mean? I mean, before you make a record… You sell it for what? 7-6 euros, whatever. Label takes a few percentage. Everybody takes what they have to take. You still get a fair share amount of that $6.
Yeah, but your market was smaller, so you had to price it higher. Now your market with Spotify is like over millions of people, so your payout per stream would be considered small small. But you just don't realize that it's. There's a possibility of getting to a lot of people.
I think
like a big part of music and technology is something you maybe not think about is the loss of like the classic sound, the analog sound.
Analog sound. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like programs that trying to imitate analog sounds.
Yeah.
But you can never get the raw tape effect or like the real reverb,
it always have like a digital sound to it, you know?
Yeah, I think like in audio production there's like again a big difference and a big impact technology have made. But
true,
is it good or bad?
I don't know.
I think
it depends what you like and what you do. I think like, because I feel like if you're an electronic DJ, let's say house or techno, technology is good for you because basically it's a genre that has started because of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're the type of guy who likes to be in a band, play like more of that indie rock or something else, I think technology can be a pain in the ass sometimes. Or not even. It can be a benefit, but just…
As a DJ, it's clearly a benefit. Because like, what's… A DJ plays music, but the biggest job of a DJ is to find music, right?
Yep.
And how do you find music? technology. Yeah, you know, smart, like, you know, because
it is
all the like being a DJ, like 8 out of 10 hours you spend with it is like searching good music, and you search music through SoundCloud and Spotify, and you can find mixes through Reddit and everything. Imagine a DJ without technology. First of all, you have to do it on vinyl.
Vinyl. You have to really dig into those crates, you know.
You have to dig to the crates. You have to pay $7 for like
even higher sums, even, you know, for like
a plate. So it makes DJs more, their life more easy, like,
accessible. It's easier to get also music quick and faster, you know. But I mean, okay, let's say we have that. We could say that for rock, indie artists, and even for a DJ, technology helps, you know, because even with indie rock, you got like these pedals that you can use.
Yeah, of course.
Electric guitars, you know what I mean? That's a little bit of technology that you can link to your laptop. But now we have this AI thing coming up, right?
That's crazy. I saw something. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I saw something. They're trying something new. You know when you're just like singing a song along in your head?
Yeah.
Like they put some scanners or whatever in people's head, and they can recreate the sound creating in your head.
No way.
So the test was that one guy was like singing or like remaking the song in his head. And all the kick patterns and everything. And they put it through the AI into the computer and everything, and it sounded like damn near right. Like,
shit.
And imagine to use that in production. Like, you be in the studio and you're like, and it sounds beautiful because it's just how you imagined it.
Fuck.
I think it's crazy on a tech type of thing, but I think
it's scary on like an artist.
It's scary level. Because like everything is gonna be easier, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel like. Yeah, now go ahead.
Yeah, like for example, if I'm not that musically schooled and I'm like, I go to the fucking producer or something, I'll be like, oh, can you play this melody? And he's like, he can do it because he studied music school and he did piano or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I can just like plug a fucking USB stick on my face and be like, I got it.
AI does the rest. You
so
know?
It really takes the job part or the profession
part away. Creativity
away,
and also it makes everything sound generic because if AI can do it, and if AI does it, it's just going to sound all the same. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. And that's also a thing people seem to forget, that AI doesn't generate.
It takes what it has to and it makes something out of it.
Yeah.
Know?
Like everyone is like, oh, generative AI, DALL-E. But it's not true. It doesn't generate. It just takes little pieces from shit that already exists.
Yeah. So basically you're losing that originality within music.
Human touch, I guess.
The human touch, indeed. The human touch, which is for me the biggest part of music. I mean, you can play an instrument, you can be talented, but if you don't have like that thing that can connect your music to people, the human touch, you know, that, whoa, I love your jam, man, I can relate to it. If you don't have that, you don't have a math. I mean, you have music, you have a song, you don't have a one. You don't have a hit. You don't have something that would last to the ages. You know what I mean? So you need that.
Yeah, that's in music production. And I think in music production, it's not necessarily a good thing that we go further with the technology. But like all the other aspects regarding music, I mean, how music is promoted these days or how events can reach people that it won't reach without technology is crazy, because now there's just like a lot of more people who feel connected to music or get the opportunity to listen to music because many people forget to be grateful about the small things, and we have the whole world, like the music of the whole world on Spotify, you know. We can just like type in Jay-Z or type Electro Skin on Skin or something but without technology it wouldn't be true, and then you're missing a lot of culture, I guess. Or you miss a lot of opportunity to get in touch with music.
That's true. And for me, I think like music, I think like technology helps music in the sense of like it's making it more accessible to people.
Yeah.
It's making it possible for people to listen also and to see and to feel and to work with different type of music, genres or styles, you know. But I feel it also has a disadvantage in the sense of like it makes music cheaper, which also makes your art a bit cheaper. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it makes it harder to make a living of your art. The AI, it can easily steal you.
Yeah.
It can easily steal. Like, for example, you've seen like these Drake stuff where he's like, Drake is making a song. Like, you know, I feel like that also, like, now we know the difference. But imagine 20 years from now.
But do we know the difference? Because like it leaked, but it was eventually it was an AI song, but you know what people I mean? Thought it was a leak.
I feel like that. I think I love technology, but I'm also afraid that the further we'll go with technology, the lesser we'll be creative with our art, and the lesser we'll have that wow.
Yeah,
that
I
new,
think
you know.
I think like if I'm speaking like for the future, there would be something like a stamp, like a trademark, in everything, online, in everything technology, AI related. We need a trademark to see what's
like
authentic.
A fake news alerter, you know?
Yeah,
like something
but
that just
that system actually dates back to when everyone was like, "Oh, NFTs," because NFTs, even it was like a stupid photo, like it was a trademark because you could check it if it was yours, not just screenshot it.
Yeah,
I think if you have a trademark for music, like a code generated by blockchain, then we would know the difference. But right now, all the UIs and everything are not ready to integrate something like that.
Yet.
So we're gonna have it when it's too late. That's the thing. Technology and even in music is always too late and too soon at the same time.
Mm.
We're too soon with AI because we can't control it. So the solution is gonna be too late.
Yeah.
So it's always like a fight.
I like that. We're too soon and too late.
Yeah, we're too soon
it's
and too
true.
Late.
It's true. It's true. It's there. But it makes sense, though. But at the same time, we're too soon, we're too late, but we're making moves.
Yeah.
Like music has evolved greatly. I feel like certain genres have decreased in evolving and certain have been even more innovative than I thought.
Yeah, and with now electro and
electronic music. For me, electronic music is, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I used to not like electronic music.
Same.
I used to love like old school house, those 80s stuff. I used to like, I couldn't stand. But I didn't always, I wasn't always a fan of it until I went to Barcelona and, I don't know how, but I discovered a love for it, you know?
Yeah. For me, it was, I had the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Like all the electro stuff and like the techno and the house. I was like, man, I can't listen to it. I can't vibe to it because it's the same.
I feel you.
For me, I didn't go to Barcelona, unfortunately.
You felt it yet?
Unfortunately.
You're welcome though, I mean.
I know. But my girlfriend introduced it to me.
That's nice.
Going to parties and everything. And then I started to understand like that like electro music is coming on an uprise.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to see the lights through the smoke, you know?
Yeah, it has always been there, but I feel also like it's evolving.
No, it's really evolving. Like the dance thingy is coming back because now, I did an interview with someone and she said, techno is a new pop. You don't see anyone making a 2010 Katy Perry song no more.
Yeah.
You see everyone doing the techno shit.
Yeah, the dancey, the techno.
Like,
techno
and house and electro is a new pop because it's just a shift. And I'm very, like, happy that I can, like, that I'm here at the shift, you know?
Yeah. Also, I feel like Antwerp is a big city for this. I mean, like,
of course.
I've seen in Barcelona, they have a lot of parties also, electronic parties, and they have nice locations, nice DJs. But I'm not going to lie, Antwerp really still for me stands out. Antwerp and Berlin, you know what I mean? Like they stand out for me when it comes
Berlin
to
is,
music.
Again,
Berlin is like creme de la creme, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I feel like Antwerp, we're also there, especially with our festivals and with the parties we throw.
Of course.
I feel like it's nice. We actually, it's there.
But I think, to like come back on the technology part, the technology has something to do with electro, kind of.
Yeah.
That electro was very, how do you say it? Very, very big back in the day. Then it got away and
kinda
now it's gaming.
Kind of faded,
yeah. Yeah, and then it's coming back. Shit, I forgot what I was
saying. Nah, but I'm not going to lie. For me, I feel like it's one of the genres of music that I like a lot because,
I don't know what I was going to say.
Yeah? Go ahead.
Another relation between like technology and music is technology and light. You don't see light shows at hip-hop festivals or hip-hop concerts.
Yeah.
It's just some moving lights to get
some smoke, some background.
Some smoke, whatever. Light show at electro is a whole other level and is a whole profession you're going to get into. Like if you see like with the lasers and everything is tuned to the music. So it's another link that electro can get or can link with technology.
Yeah.
What hip-hop for example, can't.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because I think light makes it. Like, why the fuck is...
Yeah,
I'm going to think about a venue, like...
I think you have Ampere here. I like Ampere, not just for the light, but also like the way they... The wind is blowing there, you know what I mean? Like,
I was... I was in the Peck Fabriek. And it's a basic-ass location. But then some boys from the Solar Collective, shout out to them, they did some lighting and like basic light, but it's, wow, I was like, whoa.
It does bring it alive, it's true. It's
so
true.
It brings it alive. And that's...
I think we can look at it like that. I don't know what the fuck I just said, but yeah, we could look at it like that. Like, you know, technology is not just how it affects music in a sense of like sales and making it, but also around it. You know what I mean? Like you say, with the lights and electronic parties, it's really nice. It is really cool. But also, live artists, man, like the visuals that you have these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be in 1960 and a live show would be the band and the light. Looking at the band and, you know, screaming. But now
it's like, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Lasers everywhere. You get like the screens with like the hands coming out of it. And you're like,
yeah. I mean, I remember when Travis Scott was still like the raging god of performing.
Yeah.
You had like all these technological stuff related, you know, from the lightning to the decor to the visuals to everything, you know, like it was. And I think that's also very nice about music and technology, how it amplifies also your art to another level.
It can elevate it.
It can elevate it really, really well. That's something that we couldn't. But I don't know. I like to be the devil's advocate. And I still say, like, you know, it could also really...
Goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could, I think technology could also really eat creativity. Like I said before, I think...
It's
really
already doing that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I think, like, it's hell. I would say... You need to know who you are when you make your art to not let technology or even labels or whatever take over.
Yeah, maybe in like another vision on it, like the technology will take the creativity away, but it will, how do you say it? It will filter out the unnecessary.
Mm. And keep the greats.
Yeah. So if you're really good at your music and you're really unique and you got your own authentic style, you will get through it without the music taking your, the technology taking your creativity. Yeah. But if you're average and you're just a producer, because everyone is a producer and you're like in the wave, like everyone's making music right now, you will fall off.
Yeah.
But if you're just above that line of AI or technology,
all of it.
Yeah, so it will maybe just filter out the grades and.
That's true.
Now,
I like this back and forth, you know, because I'm pretty sure people are gonna see this at that festival at this concert. They're gonna be like, wait, are they like for or against technology? Well, both.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like both.
Yeah, we like both because.
Go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, it's good in a sense of what we said, like marketing and sales and just giving having a bigger reach in music and electro and everything around it. It's not so good in the sense of authenticity, originality and whatever.
Yeah.
I think we like it and hate it, love it and hate it.
Love it and hate it. It's nice just to have a view of it all, you know, not just the good, but also the bad. Because if you have a view of both, you know how you can, I mean, you can anticipate your art on how it will grow and where it will go, you know, like, so I think as an artist or just as a person in general, in working within the technology or music industry, know about it, you know the good and the bad, look at all of it. I think, I mean, it has been more beneficial for most of the time. It still is being very beneficial. But yeah, like, you know, shit happens. You know, so, you know, always know everything. But I think that's also nice about why you have these events like We Funked It Up or like Sonar. Mm. Because it not only brings you closer to music and technology, it also kind of like...
It sparks discussion.
Yeah. It makes you think about music and technology, about where you can go with it, where you shouldn't go with it. And I think that's nice that people do events like that because it's small things. Well, Sonar is not a small thing and we've ended up neither. But I mean, like, the message of it, like, it's just…
And you can see that Sona, we funked it up, like used it in a good way.
Yeah.
In the sense of bringing people together to spark conversation and discussion.
The same way they're bringing us together. I mean, yeah, look at us. We're literally from Antwerp.
We didn't even
introduce ourselves. You know what I mean? I think we have a few more minutes left.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do that. But now, yeah, like I want to say, it's like we're some guys from Antwerp.
Yeah, we, damn.
You know what I mean? Like, we're from Antwerp. We meet some people in Barcelona that are going to do an event during the Sonar Festival. All that, it's
based on technology.
But it is, you know, yeah, like socials, the podcast itself.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that. It's the small things that make a greatness from small beginnings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it started in 1994, Sonar, when it started. I'm pretty sure it wasn't that big, but now look at this. You know, like it's even going international. Oh, pretty sure it has done that even before, but
yeah.
Now also, even what we funked it up. So that's nice. But now it's kind of us time right now.
Yeah, maybe.
So, all right, a little introduction. So who are we? Because we just discussed music and technology. I mean, our point of view of it for, what, almost 20 minutes. So we basically are, I'm Arno Hisfaridi. We have this podcast called Talk Shower and Proof Conan. And we have this event called Noir. So basically what we do is... No, wait, hold up. We also have this media.
You're just forgetting me.
I was like, wait. So we also have Purpur.
Yeah, that's like the creative label.
Yeah,
I'm running.
So just to be very clear, we're like a creative company.
Yeah.
Where you have podcasts, events, and creative media agency.
Yeah.
All in one, basically. Started off as Talk Shower and Purpur, slowly
growing together,
becoming one big pile of creative minds. How long have you been doing this? I mean, I think Talk Shower been like 2-3 years now almost.
I've started 2 years ago as
2 years ago. So let's say like 2 years, something like that.
Yeah, but it's crazy that we are doing this together, and this will be shown in Barcelona.
Right? this is really like, this is moves.
And it's a really like a typical fashioned us thing to get into a podcast of half an hour and just forget to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, this is us.
So you can catch the vibe we're going for.
Yeah.
Like we know what we're doing, but
it's cool, it's chilling, you know, it's just a simple conversation. This is also what we wanted to show, because for us, we love having the opportunity to be doing this, but we also wanted to show what we do, what our art is, how we have conversations during our podcast. It's in Dutch, sadly, but we're working on finding alternatives to make also English episodes. But it's just us having conversations as friends, inviting guests within the arts and culture sector mostly, and just having a conversation for an hour. We talk about you, we talk about us, we talk about life. Keep it.
Keep it. Go check it out.
Pretty much it. And
same shit that we do.
There we go. And for those who are at, we funked it up right now, or at Solar Festival, 22 of July, we have Noir, which is kind of the same. We're not bringing music and technology together. We're just bringing people and people together. You know what I mean? I mean, creatives. And entrepreneurs. We're bringing them together, basically. So peep it.
And if you can't make it, just peep it online, because the technology allows us to.
There we go.
You know.
It's gonna be like, dude.
You're doing too much, bro.
You're doing too much right now.
but
I fucking love it. You know what I mean?
I really like this too.
I like this too. Also, I feel like it's we're talking about music and technology, and we're talking about our good or bad. We're talking about us, but we're actually doing it. You know what I mean? We're actually doing what we're talking about. But that connection between two. I mean, there's no music.
No, but
it's going to be shown at the festival, which is music, you know, what I mean, an event. So it's great, because I think that's one thing we forgot to say before. How long do we have before?
I think we are almost done.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes. So let me just say that. That's another thing. I think that's really nice about music and technology. It allows different art forms to collide with each other and to.
That's a
get
big
together,
fact.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's a fact.
I've never thought that a podcast could be... I mean, maybe a podcast where you live stream live artists. Okay, cool. But a simple podcast where you just have that conversation to mix that with music.
Yeah.
on an outside level, like on an event festival level, that's dope. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
I mean, for me, it was always, you have a band playing. We're having a podcast, for example. You have a band playing on the back. That's music for me.
Yeah.
We think that. But to have it offline like that, I think that's also, that's something
it's
that's really
cool. The combination.
Yeah.
What you can do with it and like to mix the online and offline things together to make it a big it opportunity is. For all like the art forms to like a little blend together.
It just allows you to do more.
Facts.
I think that's for me the biggest, that's for us, I would say the biggest thing, like just that it allows you to collide, to bring more together with that. I think that's it. I mean, look.
Yeah. We talked about music. We talked about technology. Talked about us.
I mean, Mihai, if you ain't happy, get the phone out.
I will say, shout out to all the people in Barcelona listening and watching this right now. We really appreciate
you guys. Check us out, Talk Shower. Thank you to Sonar. Thank you to We Funked It Up. Mihai, appreciate you. Make sure you check out those guys too. There's going to be a link below, definitely. And make sure you check us out too.
Yeah.
There's going to be a link below too.
Amazing. Of course.
Fuck yeah. All right. Let's do the usual bouncing off the screen.
The walkout.
The walkout.
We don't have to walk so far, I think.
Push the table for you like that. Hi, man. That's lekker, man. Really? Happy, man.
That's clean, man.